This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher, president of the City Wire. More about that in a moment. That covers business, politics, culture, and more in the Fort Smith region. And full disclaimer that even though you're hearing us talk on Thanksgiving, we talked the day before. No sense in ruining Michael's Thanksgiving Day plans. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Not that my plans are that elaborate, but yeah, I appreciate the thinking of me.
And I offer that disclaimer because the first thing we talk about are some employment numbers that really came to you just before we began our conversation on Wednesday.
Correct. The unemployment, the state of Arkansas released their unemployment data. Apparently, in October, the unemployment rate dropped to 8.2% from 8.3% in September. So that's the right direction, but as you said, these just popped in the box, so I haven't had time to look to see. Sometimes when the unemployment rate drops or even when it increases, it doesn't necessarily reflect a change in the number of people who are employed or unemployed. The factor that goes into that is also the civilian labor force count. And unfortunately, one of the things we've seen in the last couple of years is that more and more people are just dropping out of that count. They're either just going creating their own company, their own job, or they're just not reporting any longer. And I think a lot of times people will say, well, the real unemployment rate is closer to 15 or 20%, depending on what part of the world you live in. And that factors in for that. But right now it looks like hopefully going in the lower direction is a good sign for Arkansas.
Well, we'll know more about that later. What we're also going to have to wait a while to know more about is the Ben Guerin Regional Park.
Yes, the Fort Smith Board of Directors and the Sachem County Quorum Court met. They met Monday night with the hopes, anyway, of coming to an agreement on sharing the park. It's a very large park. In fact, the only other larger park in terms of acreage is there in North Little Rock. And I just was talking about it this morning, and for some reason the name escapes me. Burns Park in North Little Rock. But they were going to talk about the board of directors and the quorum court were to talk about an aquatic facility, ball fields, softball fields, sharing the cost of those, the upfront cost, the maintenance cost, ongoing maintenance costs, the annexation that would be involved. It's a fairly complex agreement. It's a lengthy draft. Kyle, the sense is most of the members of both bodies like the plan. But the quorum court members wanted to see the 2012 budget before they agreed to anything, and that budget discussion has not yet happened with the quorum court. So it looks like early December, around December 12th, December 13th, we may have an agreement on what has essentially been a three-year, maybe not quite that long, but almost a three-year process.
So this slight delay should not indicate any loss of enthusiasm on anyone's part.
Well, we hope not. You know, the concern among many, and I, not that it was concern with me, I was just more curious about it, was after the prepared food tax was so overwhelmingly defeated, I was curious to see if the Fort Smith Board of Directors would, because we have some members of the board who test the political winds before they make a decision, and I thought that maybe some of them would get cold feet on it. But it didn't appear to be the case last night.
There is going to be perhaps a hardwood tree museum at Chaffee Crossing. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so I think I grew up in a hardwood tree museum because they were all over the place. And sometimes we converted certain wings of our hardwood tree museum into firewood.
Fuel. Yeah. Always,
I don't think they'll be doing that with this one. But, yes, seriously, the hardwood tree museum, it reflects essentially, or at least it's their plan to reflect the various economies that have built up around the hardwood tree, all of the things that have been used to all of the items constructed with wood over the years in Arkansas. You know, essentially our economy, especially that in Fort Smith area, was built upon wood manufacturing. And one of the gentlemen with the association, Bob Worley, said that a lot of the, and he thinks most of them, but he's not sure of, but a lot of the Army rifles used to train the troops early on at Camp Chaffee during World War II. They were just solid wood, but they mimicked the weight and the feel of a rifle. And they were made here in Fort Smith for, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of troops who came through. So that's an interesting thing I never thought of. But they hope to get this thing going. They're sensitive about not competing with the Marshalls Museum in terms of dollars and attention. But they did want to get the word out because they're discovering that some people will say, yeah, I used to have such and such artifact related to the wood industry, but I threw that out. Mm. So they're trying to get the word out to capture as many artifacts as possible.
Finally, things must be going well at the City Wire, a web news source that 5 years ago many of us didn't know about web news sources or give them much chance to compete, but you're expanding.
Yes, yes, we are, and you're correct. You know, 3 years ago, we launched the City Wire, relaunched it in November 2008. And at that time, people would say, look, you know, you guys have a good idea and good plan, but you just can't make money on the Internet. Good luck, guys. Well, we have made money, and we've proven that our model works, and we were able to secure some investors, a gentleman named two gentlemen, Chester Kaprovic and Benny Westfall, who believed in our model. And these gentlemen operate in a wide range of industries, from high tech to energy to, you know, machine shop. And they like what we're doing. They watch what we're doing for 3 years, and they're going to help us expand. We've hired a couple of folks, Daylene Brown and Debbie Foliar, to help us do that. We're going to probably announce in the next couple of months some other writers, some other new hires, but we're moving forward and hope to help you provide even more news, business, and political coverage there in Northwest Arkansas in the near future.
One of the investors that you quote in your story about the expansion says that he thinks newspapers in the future will be a thing of the past. You're an old newspaper guy. Do you think that's the case?
You've hit a very sensitive issue with me. I am an old newspaper guy, and I'm a web guy too, obviously. But I still have some old, you know, I'm still somewhat sentimental about the newspapers. Now, I can tell you, I haven't had a newspaper delivered to my house in a long time, and it's just a function of necessity. I can get the news online. That's what I do, and I'm online most of the day. Now, my wife, we do like to get the Sunday paper and go through it, but more and more we've discovered that doesn't take very long to go through the Sunday paper, where it used to be, you know, the better part of a Sunday morning. But yes, the short answer to your question, I think he's correct. I don't think it'll be in the next 2 to 3 years, but I don't think they're going to go away entirely. I think there'll be specialty publications for many years to come, and in some of the larger communities, they may have a paper once a week or a paper on Sunday, but with the iPad, with other readers, it's just, you know, and it's not just newspapers, Kyle. It's forcing us at the City Wire to reconsider how we deliver the news. It's not just a browser platform anymore that we have to be focused on. You know, you look at the rise in the number of people who receive their news through mobile devices, and the question is not always necessarily, is the newspaper platform obsolete, but what do we do about the browser platform?
You know, it's interesting. At my household, we still have papers delivered to the house. I read the paper version. My wife subscribes to the papers on her iPad and will read them on her iPad through the day.
Well,
she's also 9 years younger than me, so maybe we found the split of where it happens.
I think that you're not an isolated case.
Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And
well, thank you. You as well.
And now I refer to you as the president of the City Wire. Is that right?
Well, yeah. You know, that's just a title. I still have to keep my head down and work hard.
Okay.
They didn't give me a fancy office or anything like that. But nobody plays hail to the chief when I walk in.
Well, Michael Tilley is the president of the City Wire, and although he likes it better the way Ithi Agnihotri-Madolker says it, I'll say this. The City Wire covers business, politics. I listened last week. Business, politics, and culture, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.